How you feeling? Yeah. You know, it's nice to be back here again tonight. We had a really fun time here last night. Anybody here from last night? Recently, I had an opportunity to go to this place called the Santa Fe Juvenile Detention Facility. And I walked into this facility and there was about 60 kids who came in. They marched in, they brought their chairs in, they sat down. And there was a group of guards who were in the back of the room. And the kids were looking at me like, what the fuck is this motherfucker talking about? And the guards were in the back kind of like kicking back, talking on their walkie-talkies like, what the fuck is this motherfucker talking about? And you know, I haven't, you know, really been in prison speaking a lot of times to kids, so I was thinking to myself, what is this motherfucker we talk about? And I asked the kids to open their mouths wide. I said, just open your mouth like this. And they really looked at me like, what is this motherfucker talking about? But I said, no, really, open wide. So I'd like you to do that. Just open your mouth wide for me. Having your mouth wide open is one of the most vulnerable positions you could ever possibly be in. Some things might come in you might like, some you might not like. Very vulnerable. The second thing I asked them to do was to make a sound. College kids. You feel the energy that's created from the sound of the human voice. You feel the hair on the back of your neck standing up, your palms start to sweat. You start to feel alive. And I noticed that when the sound started to rise inside the prison, that the guards in the back of the room who were once upon looking at me like, what is this motherfucker talking about? They began to get into a two-footed position with their hands in front. And they started to take on an aggressive stance and posture. All from the sound of the human voice. And I had seen this before when we were in Seattle during the WTO protest, when there was a group of us who were just sitting down in the streets. When we all began to sing and raise our voices, the cops were looking at like, what are you motherfuckers doing? Those cops started to get into a two-footed prone stance with their batons. And that sound of the human voice made them feel aggravated, like something was about to happen. And I've just been on the phone with some people out in LA during the protests out there. It's 10, 20,000 people in the street protesting. It doesn't get on the news, not one bit. The cops come in because of the sound of the voice, because maybe a few water bottles are thrown at them, and they say, we are gonna crack some heads. Now the third element to this is once you have the vulnerability of the open mouth and you have the sound of the human voice, if you add thoughts to that, you have what is called power. And that's what we have. That's what we have as a unified body of people, is we have that power. And this is a song that talks about that power as being like a drum. And the harder that you hit this drum, the louder we become.